Hey everybody, it's Gavin. Welcome to Pro Photo Minute. I'm going to try and do a little recording during this session. We're on this deserted farm with a senior portrait session for Heather. She's got a beautiful paint horse named Snickers, so that should be fun. The weather is kind of crazy. I mean, it's blowing. Clouds are really cool. Going to be dealing with sunset in about an hour to an hour and a half. And excuse my hard breathing. I've been running around. Just trying to get the gear in order. And honestly, it could start pouring down rain any time. We drove about an hour and a half for this session on this old farm. And I'm just kind of scoping out the location. Thing is, I wanted to go forward with it because these great clouds and everything going on, you know, don't let weather screw up your shooting because there's so much potential. I've got to go continue prepping gear and get Heather ready for these first shots. Make sure she's ready to go, but I'm going to try and record a few things as we go along here. Yeah, I'm back. I've been shooting for a while. The light's getting pretty low. It kind of came through the clouds. We got these storm clouds. There's been mild sprinkles. Kind of standing here alone. Sorry if my audio's going in and out. Heather's heading out on the horse out into a alfalfa field that's been harvested, so we got the bales sitting out here. Makes some really nice texture. The light's been filtering through these clouds, and it's just kind of going on and off with kind of this filtered sunlight, and it's really, really amazing. I'm going to show you some if I post this show. I'm not sure if there's going to be anything good. Basically, I'm looking for, as the sun gets low in the sky, this magic hour, we got these storm clouds, so I'm doing a little bit of fill light sometimes on her so I can not overexpose those clouds but still expose her face and maybe her horse depending on the scenario. We've got some harvested fields, but then these just grassy fields with super tall grass, so there's tons of potential there. I'm just having her out ride now. Sun just went behind the clouds. It's going to be coming out again soon as it gets real low on the horizon, and I think we're going to have a spectacular sunset. These clouds up here are amazing and swirling. If they stick around and that light can peek through, maybe I'll try some HDRs or some strobist effect as we get close, so I will check back in. I'm about ISO 1250. Standing on a hay bale because it gets me some height. I don't want her head to cross over into the skyline of the horizon because it's a breaking point that causes a distraction. I'm just having her kind of walk the horse around. I just, with seniors especially, if you're dealing with an individual, though you can do this with families, I just have them kind of be casual and ignore the camera and do what they would normally do, and it's making some really amazing shots. You can probably hear me in the background. I'm not staging this. This is real, so just so you know. And we'll see how the results come out, because I just don't know yet. So go ahead and we'll take it down to the just go to about the middle of the field there. I'm going to follow you down, and then I'll direct you when I get down there. I'm just going to have you run crosswise. We'll do some panning shots and get the motion of the horse running. So like I just mentioned, I can pause this and bring my ass up when I'm trying to do panning, so bear with me here. Running up along, got my shutter speed down with the movement, about 320th or so. Good. I'm just having her do some running, and then we'll get some panning shots. Sorry if I'm cutting out, I'm trying to navigate the camera while pausing and resuming this recording on Audioboo. I'm trying to get my shutter speed down. Brought my ISO, I'm trying to get it down a ways there to about, oh, I don't know, 1/100th or so. She's moving fast now. Good. Beautiful. Now we're getting some panning motion, seriously. I'm going to get off here for a minute and focus on what I'm doing. Not sure how my panning shots came out. I just sent Heather down with Snickers. I'm going to have her go into the real tall grass. We got the evening light as it's coming down. There's some really crazy clouds going on. I'm going to have her walk through the tall grass and try and get the light from the side. So the sun's getting lower and lower. It keeps coming through these clouds. We've been doing some more on the horse with Heather. Mosquitoes are starting to bite like crazy. I should have come more prepared. Heather's mom hooked me up with some mosquito repellent. That's helping. But next time I do a field shoot down in all this farmland where it's wet, I should be more prepared. Anyway, I'm about my 5 minutes on this recording. Basically, Heather's going to change into a dress. I'm going to try and do something creative, mixing that with this wild landscape and maybe with the horse as well. I have no idea how that's going to work, but that's what I do. I've brought out the radio poppers and the flash strobes and stuff. Been doing some experimenting with that, so we'll see how it goes. Stay tuned.